Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. The New South Wales Government released a report in September 2014 entitled Growing the New South Wales Dairy Industry. The report is a result of a study into the barriers and opportunities for growth of the New South Wales industry through the supply chain from farm to market, both domestically and overseas. The study was conducted by Joanne Bills, Director of Fresh Agenda. Joanne, we hear regularly in the media about the growing demand in China and Southeast Asia for milk and dairy products. Your report has investigated the future scenarios for supply and demand for milk, and I'd like to talk to you today about the main findings. So why does New South Wales and the dairy industry need to grow?
Well, Bruce, firstly, our analysis suggests that there is a growing shortfall in the milk available to meet the fresh drinking milk demands that New South Wales faces, particularly as the Queensland supply base continues to erode. There is more milk required from the south to supplement that fresh milk requirement. So based on current trends that we've modelled and assuming a significant proportion of New South Wales milk continues to be earmarked for manufacturing in the south, we estimate that there'll be about 7 months in the current year when New South Wales fresh milk supply will actually be in deficit. And again, if those current trends continue in 5 years, we estimate that the fresh milk deficit will be around about 100 million litres, equivalent to about 10% of the state's current production. So there's certainly an opportunity there to fill a local market that is stable and growing with additional New South Wales milk supply, not just for New South Wales, but also into Queensland. In addition, there's been a lot of concern expressed within the New South Wales industry over the last couple of years about the very high reliance of the industry on a fresh milk market that's heavily influenced by dominant supermarket chains. So there has been some calls for greater diversity in terms of New South Wales dairy markets. New South Wales currently exports around 12% of its production from the state, and around 60% of the milk from the southern region of New South Wales is collected by Victorian manufacturers and used for products like cheese and milk powders that will also be exported. Nevertheless, there's been a greater push for investment in processing within New South Wales, and our report highlights the need for the region to demonstrate its ability to grow so that a significant investment in processing infrastructure could be made. Throughput really makes a difference to processing capacity and profitability, so New South Wales really needs to demonstrate its ability to grow before that investment's likely to be made.
What sort of barriers, therefore, are being put on the industry to stop it from growing and expanding?
Well, I guess what our study showed was that the capacity of the existing New South Wales supply base and the ability to grow is highly variable. In some regions, particularly in the north of the state, farm sizes are relatively small, and while bigger isn't always better, the relative costs on these operations are high compared to their colleagues in the southern regions of the state. And the ability of farms in these regions, the northern coastal regions and some of the southern coastal regions as well, to expand or intensify production is really limited by high land costs and a lot of urban and lifestyle competition for land and resources around them. Cost-effective access to water is also an important limitation in highly favourable regions such as the Hunter Valley, where there's a lot of competition for mining for water resources, as well as in inland regions, which could be more suitable for large-scale development, but again, they really need to be able to secure those water resources. Expansion into export markets will also mean a more variable and generally lower returns than many New South Wales farmers are currently extracting from supplying the local fresh drinking milk market. So any expansion would need to be profitable at export prices, more similar to the ones that are received in the Victorian regions. And this is a challenge for a proportion of the existing supplier base, particularly, again, those ones on the smaller coastal farms.
You highlighted issues like water, but also capital costs and the size of the holdings and the practicality of expanding those holdings, particularly in northern parts of the state and also in the Hunter Valley. Mm-hmm. So what size and sort of investment do you see would be required both in the farm and the processing sector to grow the dairy industry, particularly in southern and central parts of New South Wales?
Well, in the report, we've developed a number of expansion scenarios and we've detailed different prospects for expansion by region. But broadly speaking, the scenarios that are a combination of increased production from the existing New South Wales supplier base and the development of greenfield sites, particularly in the western regions of the state, we've estimated the cost of that farm expansion or the capital required to generate an additional 120 to 220 million litres a year to cost between 124 and 276 million. And that again is a combination of expansion of the existing supply base and some greenfields development. And then on top of that farm capital, and depending on the size and type of processing plant that might go in, we would expect a further investment of between $60 to $90 million for UHT or whole milk powder processing infrastructure.
Did you find any ideal locations where that sort of plant could be constructed, or is it dependent on where production takes place?
Well, I guess we found that the most likely scenario for a significant expansion would be an integrated supply chain. For that kind of supply chain, the western regions of the state, where land prices are a bit more reasonable, there's certainly the capacity there for expansion and establishment of some of those larger operations. That would be the place where a lot of that greenfields development is likely to occur.
Around 6% of the milk produced in Australia comes from Victoria, and the Tasmanian industry is growing quite strongly still at the moment. But what competitive advantages do you believe the New South Wales dairy industry has against Victoria and Tasmania?
Well, in fact, New South Wales, in terms of the national dairy industry, is a highly strategic region. It services the country's largest metropolitan fresh milk market and a growing population corridor extending from Sydney right through to southeast Queensland. So that's a very strong consumer base for fresh milk. And it's also a really important balancing region for the entire eastern seaboard and has a demonstrated ability to service year-round markets relatively cost-effectively compared to, say, Queensland and even some parts of Victoria. New South Wales also has a number of regions that are suitable for large-scale integrated developments of dairy supply chains, with proximity to grain production regions, large areas of land available, and reasonable infrastructure. So there are some comparative advantages there for New South Wales.
Now, you've talked about the fresh market, but you've also talked about the potential for a processing plant. But looking at markets overseas for milk produced in New South Wales, and where do you see as the best export prospects for the New South Wales dairy industry?
Well, we think that New South Wales certainly has the opportunity to build on the existing export base. That's really based around Bega's activities in the south of the state with cheese and Norco's activities to the north with milk and ice cream products. And the largest current markets for New South Wales are China and Japan, pretty much in line with the national industry. And while fresh milk exports have made inroads into China in particular, we feel there's probably a broader and more robust opportunity in UHT milk exports, so that's milk with a longer shelf life, to be exported to a range of markets, including China, but also other markets to the north that have reasonably high incomes, such as Hong Kong and Singapore, and Malaysia, who we've recently signed a free trade agreement with. Indonesia is also a significant opportunity in terms of a large population, although not the incomes not being as robust in that market. But there certainly are export prospects there for New South Wales, and we feel there's a great opportunity to build on the really good work that Bega and Norco is already doing.
So you've mentioned those two businesses and what they're already doing with exporting, but to further tackle the Asian market, to further develop the Asian market, would we have to see a UHT plant constructed before that we could really ramp up the export of dairy products into the Asian market?
Yes, specifically out of New South Wales, we would need to see some investment in a UHT processing facility because that doesn't exist within New South Wales at the moment. So a significant facility that was targeting export markets would probably be what was required to really bust open those opportunities.
Well, the take-home message then for anyone that may be thinking of investing either in the dairy farm side or in the processing side, what message have you got with regard to investment?
Well, I think for any investment, obviously there's a great deal of due diligence needs to be done. And it's very, I guess, difficult to generalise statewide about an industry. But we would say that in terms of New South Wales, there will be opportunities, there will be competitive opportunities within the state. One of the features that we really highlight in the report is the diversity that New South Wales offers as an industry. So, you know, in terms of investment, due diligence is always required, but there certainly will be opportunities for accessing that long-term growth in international demand for dairy from New South Wales.
Joanne Bills, Director of Fresh Agenda, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.